Americans may be suffering from the heat, but Europe is experiencing some of the highest temperatures recorded there in the last 150 years. More than 30 people have died across the continent from heat and related wildfires. The weather is disrupting travel, spreading forest fires, and hurting farmers. NPR's Nick Spicer has no choice but to cover this story in Paris. Nick, how's the weather?
Well, it's extremely hot. In fact, in the French capital, you can't really find tourists as you usually would. They're all inside their air-conditioned hotels or I don't know where. The streets are empty. As you were saying, we've had heat records broken in several French cities and across Europe yesterday. In Paris, yesterday, it was the hottest since 1947. It was the hottest day in London's history yesterday. What we have happening in Europe from the British Isles to the Balkans is weather coming in from North Africa, from the desert moving through Spain. Usually our weather comes off of the Atlantic, and that's why we're getting, as you were saying, the worst heat wave in 150 years in some places, notably Italy. In the Balkans, to move east, the Danube levels have dropped so much you can see wrecks of World War II boats and water supply in parts of Serbia, Montenegro are threatened. And all of this is expected to last for another 5 or 6 days at least.
Nick, as you walk around Paris, if you dare to, how are people coping with the heat?
Well, it's hard to find them. They're going to air-conditioned. I mean, people go to movies, which are movie theaters, which are air-conditioned. Restaurants, you see people. You don't see them in the parks. Occasionally you see them in the fountains. They come out at night when it's marginally cooler, but you actually don't see too many people. They stay where it's air-conditioned or they stay inside.
And when we mention forest fires, are these fires of the scale of destruction that we sometimes see in the American West?
I couldn't actually I know they're very, very big in the United States. We've had really bad ones in Portugal, 14 people killed. The government there has declared a state of national emergency in most of the regions and is asking NATO to provide water-carrying helicopters. But NATO is saying it can't because the countries that have such helicopters are using them. We have forest fires in Germany, France, Spain, Italy, and Greece. I think I'm not forgetting any of them. It's basically all of the countries that have forests and that are in the south have forest fires. So it's a very big problem, and arsonists are suspected in a number of them.
Arsonists?
That's right. In fact, there's a hunt for... I mean, there was one arsonist arrested or suspected arsonist arrested in France last week, and he wanted to become a fireman, and that's why he was setting fires in some sort of twisted... rationale, and there was an arrest of an estimated over 20 people in Portugal in part of a crackdown on arsonists. So they're suspected. But of course, with the temperatures over 100 degrees, forest fires are something that one almost has to expect.
NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.